North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. As you know, we have been honoring Sergeant Nick Reisner since his passing. And many people have come together to help the Reisner family to honor Sergeant Nick Reisner. And one of those ways that we have recognized and honored Nick Reisner was through a concert that happened tonight, thanks to Marty Rabin, Lenny LeBlanc, and Travis Womack, as well as others who joined in to raise money for the family. I try to think about what is the next step in this process. What can we do? It doesn't need to stop here. What can we do to honor the legacy of Sergeant Nick Reisner? Right now I have on the line with me Deanna Tate, and she is going to share about a scholarship and a foundation that is going to be established in honor of Sergeant Nick Reisner of Sheffield Police Department. Welcome to the Mark Wyatt Show, Deanna Tate.
Thank you.
As we think about young people, I think about the young man that I posted about the other day, Gavin Slay from Russellville, Alabama, as he got out of his truck and he stood as the procession passed by for Sergeant Nick Reisner. And I think about little Brandon, who I saw there in Sheffield the day of the first procession in his little police officer uniform, and the fact that he wanted to honor Nick Reisner in that way, that he wanted to be there to support that family. He was running behind, but we recognized him and said, hey, Brandon was here. And I let him know that people would know that he was there to support Sergeant Nick Reisner. I think it's important that we think about the influence that we're having on these young people. And I think this scholarship is exactly something that can do just that.
He was a brother to us. I mean, he was our brother. He was so, I mean, I'm a foster parent, and he supported my kids, close to 80 children in my home. And he supported every single one of them. And I can't tell you, in the middle of the night when my child was having a crisis, and I could call him, and I wouldn't even get off the phone before he was here just to talk to them. I mean, he was so helpful to all children, especially the teenagers. I mean, he was just so there. He never let up with the teenagers. And he was so adamant about making sure that they knew that they had a future, no matter what.
And that's a tough age group to get through to, especially when you're a little bit older and you start trying to guide a young person that's in their teen years. It's not very easy to do that. So for Nick to take the time to want to talk to these young people, to be a positive influence on them, that is a unique person, an individual who's willing to do that.
And that was Nick. That was just Nick. He did not let up. He wanted to be that support system for everyone.
Who all has partnered with you to help get the scholarship established? I know that we're calling it the Nick Reisner Memorial Scholarship Fund, and yes, it is set up at Bank Independent at this time. Who all is involved with getting this started?
It is the Leo Wives. It is Colbert County, Lauderdale County, Sheffield. All of us are coming together to make sure this is done. Nikki Rotten and myself are working with the foundation at Sheffield to get everything set up. We want to start this year. We want to make sure, even if we have to write a personal check to a child this year in his name, we want to make sure that this is done.
You know, at one time, Deanna, as you know, my wife was a Leo wife. Yes. I shared very little with her about my experiences out there on the street, whatever department I was working for. It was just something that I kept to myself when I got home.
Yeah.
The experience of a Leo wife, share that with listeners. As a person who has a spouse who goes out there and serves, and the risk that's involved with that, and I know it brings it home when you have someone like Sergeant Nick Reisner lose his life in the line of duty in this way.
Well, I can tell you this. His wife, Brandy, would have traded places with any one of us at his funeral. And I know that. And I mean, any one of us would have done that. We would have felt that way. She is literally living our worst nightmare as a Leo wife. It is hard. It is hard when you see your husband put that uniform on and you kiss him goodbye and you don't know if he's coming home. You never know if he's coming home. That is what we do. And we support them, and we do everything we can to make sure that they know, no matter what, they are loved and that they are supported. And I just can't imagine, you know, as a Leo wife, the support that has come through this community, it brings almost us a sense of peace to know that they are not that hated.
I was telling my wife last night, Deanna, as we think about my conversation with Marty Rabin, and he talked about how much Nick was making in the job per hour. And I know what I made per hour when I was out there. But I told April, I said, you know, it really is case in point that these men and women serve not for the money. Because if you compared it to other jobs and you think about, okay, I can make this much here versus making this much here where my life is at risk, then you don't take the job if you're not willing to make $14, $15, $16 an hour. You go somewhere else and you do another job, but there is something to this job that those who want to serve, who serve their communities, it was so much more. It had nothing to do with the money at all.
If Nick was doing it for the money, if any of our officers were doing it for the money, their pay is so low. He gave his life for $15.51, but he sacrificed himself for thousands of people. And he gave his life knowing, and he did it to protect and to save all of us. He did it. and didn't think twice about it.
I tell you, Deanna, now that we've laid out a connection to people and the law enforcement community, what these wives go through, what Nick did, sacrificing his life, what I want to do is take a quick break and then come back. And I want to share how people who have heard this story, how it's touched their heart, can make a difference through this scholarship fund, through the foundation that's about to be established, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Deanna Tate from Sheffield, Alabama. We are talking about Sergeant Nick Reisner. We are honoring him today. We just finished a concert in Sheffield, Alabama, thanks to Marty Rabin and Lenny LeBlanc and also Travis Womack and others, and we appreciate their support of this family. But there's more to do, and now we have a scholarship opportunity for you to contribute to this foundation in Nick's honor. And I hope that you'll stay with us as we continue this conversation with Deanna Tate. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Drives into the city,
extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base. Wants Dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can join us today as we continue to honor Sheffield Police Officer Sergeant Nick Reisner. We had a concert earlier tonight, thanks to Marty Rabin and some others who came together to raise funds for the Reisner family. As I mentioned in the first segment, is this where we stop? Where do we go from here? What's the next step? Well, I want to offer the possibility of the next step to you right now with Deanna Tate from Sheffield, Alabama, as we work to grow the Nick Reisner Memorial Scholarship Fund and establish a foundation in his honor as well. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Deanna Tate.
Thank you, sir.
I am very thankful that there are people like yourself and the other Leo wives who are stepping up at this time for the Reisner family at this time to establish a scholarship to think about Nick's influence on young people. As you mentioned, the young people who have come through your home as foster kids and the impact that he had on them. I really can't think of anything better than to have a positive effect on the next generation for a group of people that Nick had a very special heart for.
Nick had a very special bond with just children that needed a little extra help. He had that bond. He went out and bought families Christmas presents and made sure they had Christmas. I mean, he was that person that did that. And we want to continue his legacy. We want to make sure that his goal in life is carried on.
I think about last Christmas hearing the story that him and Max Dotson, who was also involved in the shooting, was shot himself.
They contacted
Shoals Angels and asked about helping, and they went out and shot for presents. They wrapped presents. They were making sure that kids in the Shoals area had Christmas. These guys, when they were off, were wanting to try to make a difference in their community. That means a lot. And it's important that we remember the things that Nick did so that we know what would Nick want us to do.
Nick was the type of person, it didn't matter if it was Christmas or not, if he saw a child that wanted a bike or needed a bike to ride with his friends, Nick would go buy that child a bike. He would go buy that child a bike and bring it to him. Basketballs, anything, he would go do that. That was just the type of person he was. And I know he would want us to continue that. I know he would want us to make sure these children are taken care of. Even the smallest thing, a stick of gum, to some children make a difference. And I know that's what he would want.
So people listening right now, Deanna, what can they do to be a part of the Nick Reisner Memorial Scholarship Fund to help move this forward?
Well, we have an account set up. It's called, at this point, because we have two accounts set up at Bank Independence, so we kind of had to differentiate between them. We have the Good Samaritan account, and we also have the Sheffield PD Fallen Officer Memorial Scholarship Fund. Now, when we move it toward the foundation, it's going to be called the Nick Reisner Scholarship Fund, Memorial Fund. But they can donate to the Sheffield Police Department Fallen Officer Fund, Memorial Fund. We need to raise as much money as possible to reach as many children as we can.
We want to be able to make sure that the family knows that we care and that we offer whatever assistance we can to try to help. Many people have come together to help the Reisner family well beyond the Shoals area at this time.
Yes. I mean, they have received calls from Canada at this point. I mean, it has been spectacular. And, you know, as a Leo wife, we worry about our husbands, but I think Nick brought us all together. I think that that is going to be his legacy. He brought the community together.
Again, we want people to go to Bank Independent and support the Sheffield Police Officer Down Memorial Scholarship Fund, which will be named the Nick Reisner Memorial Scholarship Fund in the future as the foundation is established. And Deanna Tate, I appreciate the great work of the Leo Wives as they're moving this effort forward. And we will continue to share as more news comes about as to how people can support this effort. I'm looking forward to seeing that first young person get that scholarship. That is going to be a very emotional time when a young person receives that and they receive it in honor of the sacrifice that Sergeant Nick Reisner made for his community.
And we're working toward the family to be able to present that scholarship. We're working toward that right now.
Excellent. Well, Deanna, our condolences to Sheffield Police Department, all those in the community, friends, family of Sergeant Nick Reisner. The family continues to be in our prayers, and we appreciate you joining us here on the Mark White Show today to share about this special scholarship fund in honor of Sergeant Nick Reisner.
Thank you, sir. And I just want to say I appreciate all the community. I mean, it's all the way across Alabama. It's just been phenomenal. I mean, it's just been insane how much support Sheffield has gotten.
Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Sergeant Nick Reisner. We're recognizing difference makers like Leo Wives. We're recognizing difference makers like first responders who are out there every day working and serving our communities. If this show encourages you, I want you to share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors, and let them know that the Mark White Show is working to make a difference in our communities, not just in Alabama, but around the country and the world. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air,
where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.